Instant Reaction Podcast here on Facebook Live. Also, the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. We're always presented by our friends at the McFarland Clinic, so we thank them for their sponsorship throughout the season. 28-26, Washington State over Iowa State tonight. Well, I want to get to a couple of the stuff here, a couple of the things that are obvious. Iowa State just made too many mistakes to start things off, and I'll get to the refs, trust me. But, you know, 7 false start penalties, those were brutal, came in some really bad spots. The turnovers early really hurt, put Iowa State behind early. That was problematic. Let's talk about the officiating thing, because I know that that's what the fans really want to get into right now. We'll have more time later on to do the football side of this. The first targeting call on Willie Harvey is what it is. There wasn't intent there, but I actually understood how they would come up with that and how he had to leave the game. The one on Andy Owazirike was an abomination, an absolute abomination. The worst call of the night, though, was at the end of the first half, and Washington State has a false start, and, I mean, it's obvious. All 60,000 people in the stadium can see it, but the Big Ten officials do not. The second half, this is where I just had problems with it tonight. It just seemed like everything was just so inconsistent. It seemed like I've watched bowl games in the past where it's like they'll put like a Sun Belt or a Mountain West officiating crew, and they can't keep up with the speed of the game when it's a couple of BCS, you know, high major teams going at it. It felt like that tonight. It was just bizarre. It felt like this officiating crew was just 2 steps behind the entire night. What about the one where, you know, Matt Eaton makes a catch and makes 4 steps, hits the ground with possession of the football, and they call it an incomplete pass? Explain that one. That might have been, honestly, that may have been worse than the false starts. That's the most basic call in all of football to make. You're going to hear a lot of this, and it's true. Iowa State shot itself in the foot time and time again tonight, and you take away some of those mistakes. You know, David Montgomery fumbles. We don't see that very often. You take away some of those mistakes, and you probably win the football game. Totally agree. But don't let anyone tell you that the officiating tonight didn't have anything to do with it, because it absolutely had a lot to do with the outcome of tonight's football game. It's frustrating. The most frustrating part for me is just that I've always felt like this, and I think that fans, not only do fans deserve it, players deserve it, and I think it would help officials to be held accountable. We don't need to trot these guys out in a press conference and have people yelling at them. It will help them to be more transparent. I've been fighting this for years. It'll never happen. And they have a thankless job, and I understand that. But if you want to keep guys like me from coming on here and hammering you after games, like, well, just talk to us. Explain it. Like, there was no rhyme or reason, the replay structure and how that worked tonight. Absolutely none of it made sense. And that's what is infuriating to me. I understand the targeting deal is weird, and it puts these guys in a terrible spot. It's subjective. Some of these guys judge intent differently, and it's really it's difficult for the players because they don't know how they're going to be officiated each night, right? I'm upset too. It's the little things, man. Like, the targeting deals aren't even what's going to fire me up. The freaking false starts, the inconsistency with the replays. Why did Matt Campbell have to take a timeout to get that Matt Eaton play reviewed? That doesn't make any sense. That timeout would have come in handy at the end of the game, would it not? All right, enough about that. Some football stuff. So the false starts were, that was a weird deal. how many false starts Iowa State had tonight. It was crazy. I thought that the defense was fantastic, really holding Washington. Iowa State outgained Washington State 515 to 327 tonight. Not a huge total yardage guy, but that's still kind of incredible when you think that it was even that close with all the turnovers and all the penalties and what Iowa State had to overcome with losing two of its best defensive players in the efficiency. I like the way Brock Purdy fought back tonight after throwing two quick interceptions. You know, he showed how gutty he is. We've seen that a lot from him throughout the year. Matt Leo, I think, played his best game. Matt Leo and Jaquan Bailey both did on the defensive line for Iowa State. Is this the last game for Hakeem Butler and David Montgomery? It very well could be. And if it was, they both went out on a high. Montgomery, 124 yards. Butler was amazing. 9 catches for 192 yards. Just really impressive. But it just wasn't there. I did think Iowa State got conservative at times when they were rolling and then they'd kick a field goal or they'd, you know, I thought in the second half I would have liked to see Iowa State go for it a few more times, but we're nitpicky. The penalties, the turnovers, and the officiating, and you add it all together, and that's why Iowa State, who I thought was the better football team tonight, that's why Iowa State lost. Fair? We're going to have another podcast for you guys. We're planning on it, at least, doing that later on tonight. Man, I just realized it's 11:52 when I'm recording this, so it's going to be a really late night. We may not have that podcast for you because we have to get up and go to – well, we have to fly back early tomorrow morning. So we'll just keep it up. We appreciate it. Thank you all for watching, listening, consuming our product throughout the year. We appreciate that more than you know. Love you guys. Stick with it. Really bright future for the program. But yeah, tonight, no doubt, was frustrating for every Iowa State fan. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. More coverage later tonight at CycloneFanatic.com.